Honesty is the best policy, especially if you're serving time and finding a gun.
Davis County Sheriff Sergeant Deanne Servey says two men on a jail work crew proved their integrity this week. They were helping UDOT clean up alongside I-15 in Centerville.
Well, they looked down and they saw a loaded magazine, and one of them saw it. He didn't quite believe what he was seeing, and so he reached down and picked it up. And it felt heavy, and he turned it over, and he saw that it had bullets inside, and he recognized it to be, you know, out of a handgun. So he motioned to the supervisor to come over here, and he showed the supervisor, and the supervisor was quite shocked at this find. This isn't a normal thing that we find on the side of the road. So he told the work crew, keep your eyes peeled, you know, let's make sure that we're safe around here. And they continued along with picking up and cleaning the side of the roadway. Well, one of the inmates looked at the other one and made the comment that, you know, when there is a magazine, when there's a clip, then there's liable to be a gun around. And so just then he, you know, went about 100 yards down the roadway and looked on the side of the hill. And there he saw a semi-automatic handgun laying there in the dirt. So he walked over to that handgun and looked at it, and being raised to be smart around handguns, he looked to check that the safety was on, and he actually picked up the handgun and walked it over to the supervisor and, you know, turned it around butt facing towards the supervisor, the stock facing the supervisor, and said, you know, I just found this. And so everybody was just completely shocked and thankful and grateful for the honest actions of these two men on the side of the road that day.
Well, Servey says Abdullah Asadullah and Jeremy Gerhard were happy to show that not all inmates are bad people. The sheriff's office shared the message on Facebook.
We are going to go ahead and do a letter and put it with their file. And, you know, if the judge wants to review that, then he can, you know, make whatever ruling or judgment that he feels, because it's just our responsibility to keep them safe within our facility.
Utah Highway Patrol is reportedly investigating to figure out how the gun ended up alongside the freeway.
And it's good to hear that two men who are trying to, you know, do their time were still good people about the whole thing.